Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Another word for honor is value. Value or worth. The more you honor something means the more you value it. The more you value it. I know several years ago, so it's been almost 15 years ago now, a friend of ours in the ministry got an airplane. And they were so excited. They travel, they travel nonstop. Well, a lot of people just have a hissy fit over a preacher getting an airplane. But why? You know, if it's not costing them money, why would they care so much? What's the real thing going on here? Well, they told us they had got it. And they were going to land about an hour away. So we thought, well, we'll come. We'll drive, Phyllis and I, we'll drive over and see it. We'll get in there and pray over it, shout with you, right? Amen. Celebrate. Why? Because you're going to be able to do so much more, and you're going to be so much more rested doing it. It's a good thing. It's a blessing. Thank God for the airlines, but there is a better way. And so we got there. We're in the plane shouting, praising God, praying. And some of the guys at work, they're called line guys, worked at marshaling the planes in and out and fueling them and that kind of thing. One of them knew both me and this minister, and he was happy to see us. And I came out, and his face was red. He was livid, man. He was mad. He said, Brother Keith, he said, I think I'm gonna knock somebody out. I said, what? Whoa. Who are you going to knock out? He pointed over, and there was some guys scoffing and mocking and cussing. He said, man, them guys been saying some bad stuff about you and Brother so-and-so here. He said, they've been, making fun and mocking and said, what in the world does a preacher need with an airplane and all this kind of stuff? I said, no, settle down. You're not going to knock anybody out. And I had never said this before. The reason I'm telling you about it, it came right up out of my spirit. I said, they see no value in what we do. Oh, do y'all hear that? They see no value in what we do. So as far as they're concerned, that is a criminal blowing and wasting of money that could be used for something important. Because, well, if you think that way, what are you saying about this? This is not important. Now, sitting right beside this brother's airplane, and his airplane at that time was 20-something years old, and it was a middle-sized one. There, sitting right beside his was a brand new Gulfstream. Dwarfed his plane, new, cost 10 times probably more that Dillard's owned. Dillard's. And these guys had not said one word about Dillard's airplane. Because, they have underwear and household goods, and that's important. Can you see what I'm talking about? Why? We've got no problem. And on the other end of the ramp is probably a baseball player's airplane. Oh, the other end of the ramp is some, actor's airplane. Or this guy owns a shock absorber, company. But that's important. Shock absorbers are important. But preachers see no respect at all. That's coming from the enemy. Come on, can you see that? He is, the devil is the despiser. He is the demeanor. He is the devaluer. He's always trying to inspire scoffing and sarcasm and mockery. Yeah, that's right. Different ways of saying disrespect. Disrespect. You know, sarcasm is everywhere. And you don't want it in your mouth. It's an ungodly thing. Most people have been around it all their life. They grew up with it. They use it so much, they don't even notice it. But it's ungodly. We should say what we mean and mean what we say. And we should say things with kindness. Sarcasm and satire is meant to cut. It's meant to hurt. It's meant to defame and to cut down, to disrespect. We are believers. We're sons of the living God. We're to edify, not tear down. Edify. Edify means build up. Build up. Ephesians says, don't let any corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but only that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Use your words not to slap somebody with sarcasm, but to build up. Right? And it doesn't have to be everything you're seeing. The strongest faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. And so if somebody's acting crazy and bad, you may be tempted to agree with what you're seeing and keep speaking bad things over them. But what's that going to help? They're already there. You're just going to enforce it? Say something good. Come on, help your neighbor. Tell them, say something good. Say something good. Say something that edifies. Say something that quickens, that encourages, that builds up. Hallelujah. Man, it's a wonderful thing. The Lord has used me, especially with other ministers and other people. Maybe they're going through a hard time or a situation. I'll start looking. If I'm around them or if I have something to do with it, I'll start looking and asking the Lord for words. Not just some random thing off the top of my head, but the Bible talks about words that are apples of gold in pitchers of silver. What does that mean? The perfect thing to say right now. And there's been times I've put a hand on a brother or sister's shoulder, and I said what the Lord told me to say, and I could see the pain leave their face. Oh, glory to God. I could see encouragement come in. I didn't do that. The Lord did it. But He used my mouth. Will He use your mouth? The devil wants to use your mouth. Do you know that? The devil really wants to use your mouth. He wants to hurt people around you with the sarcasm, with the mockery, with the scoffing, the judging, all this other stuff. But you're not one of those persons. You're not letting, come on, I want you to say this out loud. I'm not allowing the enemy to use my mouth to tear down. I yield my mouth and all my members to the Holy Spirit to edify, to build up. Hallelujah. Give the Lord something to work with. Now, I want you to notice, keep reading this. This is about valuing something enough that you liquidate other things to get that thing. In verse 45, he said, "The kingdom of heaven's like a pearl merchant on the lookout for choice pearls." He discovered a real bargain, that's the Living Bible, a pearl of great value. Even though it's a bargain, don't mean it's cheap. He sold everything he owned to get it. What does this have to do with being a Christian? The kingdom of God. It's about your value system. It's about what you value versus what you don't. Skip on down to verse 53. I wanted you to see this because all this flows together. Verse 53, when Jesus had finished giving these illustrations, He returned to His hometown Nazareth in Galilee and taught there in the synagogue and astonished everyone with His wisdom and His miracles. Keep reading. How is this possible? The people exclaimed. He's just a carpenter's son. Did you hear that word, just? We know Mary, his mother, his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, Judas, and his sisters. They all live here. How can he be so great? And they became angry with him. In other words, who does he think he is? Going around talking all this big stuff. We know him. I mean, my brother works with his brother down at the convenience store. My auntie helped change his diaper. His daddy fixed a plow stock for me one time. I mean, who's he think he is? And Jesus told him, a prophet's honored everywhere except in his own country and among his own people. And so he did only a few great miracles there because of their unbelief. Now go to Mark's account of this, Mark 6. Read this together. Mark 6 and 1. I'm reading in the New Living Testament now, the New Living. Jesus left that part of the country, Mark 6, 1, New Living, and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. The next Sabbath he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform such miracles? Then they scoffed. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Scoffed, mocking. He's just a carpenter. The son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and his sisters live right here among us. And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. And then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any mighty miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed. Have you heard this phrase before? He was amazed, but this time it wasn't good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety, from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.